Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Braves back at it, trying to win the series against the Rockies tonight. This is one of those ones you get greedy and try to sweep, though. They're really bad. We don't know who the starter is yet, so we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes, but it really shouldn't matter. That's a really bad baseball team. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk a little Georgia Bulldogs football with him. Haven't had a chance to talk with him in a couple of weeks, but now with the draft come and gone and on into the portal has closed, some interesting stuff to get into there from a Georgia perspective. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
I tell you, you know, I was looking at the rundown. It had me laughing because Mike Tomlin's son, Dino, he's a wide receiver. He got invited to participate in the Buccaneers minicamp.
Right.
Damn, your daddy didn't invite you to his team, huh? I'm not saying he's bad or anything.
No,
I was like,
yeah. But yeah, I mean, yes, I know. I thought the same thing. I was like, yeah, I thought maybe. I mean, if it's a camp invite, you know, yeah. I see maybe nobody was going to use a draft pick on him, so don't use a draft pick on him. But yeah, he thought maybe they're good at receiver. You know,
yeah. But I mean, hold on. Man. He didn't even get a free agent contract. He got invited to minicamp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not even like you come on the day of minicamp, and if we like you, we'll keep you.
Well, you know. Maybe, I don't know what their relationship is.
It's all about getting your foot in the door.
Yeah, it's just all exactly right.
Because Mike T coached at Tampa before he went to Minnesota. But yeah.
Same path.
Right, there we go. Nice job, young man. Yeah, hopefully that all works out for him. My wife just sent me this book. They said they're going to have an Uber shuttle to the airport from downtown Midtown, and I'm assuming around a couple of other places. So, like one of those Sprinter vans.
All right.
And they're going to show you from different places to the airport and stuff like that.
Is the goal of this to reduce cost a little bit? Because I'll say this, Ubers have gotten pretty pricey.
Yeah, it says early users will be able to use it pay $10 to use the service, but cost eventually will go up.
Oh, yeah, just like all of it.
Yeah, Uber prices will, however, max out at $18.50 per ride.
All right, that's not terrible.
I think they're trying to limit how many Ubers they have to have
at the airport.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart, too.
Because there's nothing worse than the Atlanta Uber. It's just... First of all, the damn walk.
Yeah, it's far. Yeah, it is.
The damn walk. Yes, goodness gracious. Having to go down that damn ramp. I mean, not down the escalator, all that crap. Yes.
Well, then, like, 40% of Ubers are this, like, everybody has the same car. So it's like you're waiting for the, you know, whatever the car is that you're waiting for. And it's, oh, there it is. Oh, no, that's not it. That's just a different one that looks the exact same. Like, how did everybody buy the same car and then start doing Uber?
Yeah, dog. It's just a different deal, man. But, yeah, so.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
It does. It is, like, Bo asked me in the break, like, how far does it go out? Does it come all the way out here to my house?
You know what they should do is, I know this is a crazy thought, but they should expand MARTA to different parts of town, and then you could take that to the airport.
I mean, I'll be honest, it don't matter because I've never ridden MARTA before, which I always say.
When we used to live near the Lindbergh station, that's how we would get to the airport. It's amazing. It costs like $3.
Yeah, but yeah, I've never ridden a MARTA before, but yeah, that's going to be a 2025 goal, Andy. Ride the MARTA.
You should.
Where awesome. Should I go?
You could ride it from work to the stadium.
Because I'm like, where's the closest one to me? Is the Doraville, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think okay. The Doraville clue. Okay.
I'm just gonna say, in terms of like things that would be convenient, I would, because you go right over there to the museum. Uh-huh. There's a stop right there. It's like a block.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ride to MARTA to work on Friday.
You could come straight. You come right to work, but you have to drive to the station. But also anything at the Benz or State Farm Arena or the aquarium.
It's a great option.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
It really is.
I bet. Especially trying to find parking down there,
dude.
I can park down there though.
If they had one that just right up Atlanta Road, you know, mm-hmm. right out there, you can have a stop at Smyrna Market Village. You could go further than that up into Marietta Square. Like, just ride it up that way. I would ride MARTA to work every single day.
I bet.
I would walk over there.
Cobb County people, man.
Well, I'm working on it.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm campaigning.
Hey, there they gave you a stadium. What else you need, bunk?
Think about how cool it would be if you could take MARTA to the stadium.
That thing would be freaking awesome.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, we just talked about with the other stadiums?
Yes, it'd be freaking awesome if you could just take the MARTA. But, you know. Whatever. I guess it's too rough out there.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's too rough out in Cobb County.
What's frustrating about it is, like, literally where we live used to be on a trolley stop that you could take downtown 100 years ago.
Oh, really?
Like, public transportation was better 100 years ago than it is right now. Because, I don't, whatever, I mean, we're in the business of people listening in their cars, so I guess people driving and being stuck in traffic.
Oh, no, it's very beneficial for us.
It's good for us, but, yes. You know, they got the Odyssey app.
Yep. Take it anywhere with you.
There could be somebody on MARTA right now listening to us on the
there
Odyssey
is
app.
Somebody on the MARTA right now listening to us.
If you're listening to us on MARTA right now on the Odyssey app, say, woo, like Randy did at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, and freak everybody out. All
yes,
right, let's get to
that.
The big story of the day. Kick off the hour. QC Kinetics. It's what is brought to you by non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Wins through 27 games. And the Braves are trying to make it 4-24 here tonight. And that helped. Sean Murphy with an RBI single.
Yeah, they did. The Marlins are 20 games under 500, and it's still April.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're awful.
They're really bad. They're probably going to set the record for most losses in the season this year. It was set last year by the White Sox. Good for them. At least they're striving for something. It's also helping the Braves claw their way back towards 500. 13-15 now. If they win today and tomorrow, they come home to take on the Dodgers this weekend, back at 500, which would be a nice place to reset, as you got pretty far under 500 by playing Dodgers early in the season.
Yeah, man. I think that, you know, you just mentioned we don't know who's starting tonight. When it's this late, it's usually the bullpen or Ian Anderson, which pretty kind of is a bullpen start. But, you know, I think just how bad this team is. I'm talking about the Rock. I mean, they had 14 hits, no home runs, soft dribblers, and still found a way to win the baseball game yesterday. So go out there and do that. Take care of your business, because it's some get back time. It's some get back from them boys in blue. Now, they had a nice win last night against the Marlins. I think it was a walk off last night. But I think that when you look at where this team is, four or more runs in 10 straight games, which is something that we talked about earlier years as far as scoring runs. Now, they should have more, average more, because if you think about that losing streak and how the season started, how many men were left on base. So you would think that it would probably be more. You got a little spark. No, not a little. A big spark for Verdugo being at the leadoff. What did you say the record was?
Since he took over, I think they're 8-2.
Yeah, I mean that's just solid right there since he's
now, been. I don't know that he's let off all of those
right,
games.
Right, right. Michael did lead off last weekend.
And they gave him a day off or two here. But, yeah, I mean, since they
why
since
does
they
he that. Need a day off?
Verdugo?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's a left-handed pitcher or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Then. I was like, don't get me started with that. But I think that, you know, he's been well. Michael Harris, since he's been moved back in order, has been really good. Ozzie, we're getting there.
Hey, Ozzie got a blooper to drop.
I know.
Yesterday.
That's what I said. We're getting there.
That was, again, I think most teams probably make that play, but the Rockies didn't, so we'll take it. But, you know, Ozzie can't stop swinging at the first pitch, man. I don't know. I mean, that clearly
what do we wait?
Had
I mean,
to have been an emphasis coming into the year.
You
like,
think so?
It has to be. Like, he can't just be doing it on accident. Like, at some point, someone would have said to him by now, hey, man, maybe try a little patience up there. And they could even still do that. Like, I would think that they would maybe change an approach a little bit. But I would have to think that getting ready for the season, he was like, hey, I'm seeing a lot of fastballs that I like first pitch. So I'm going to try to jump on it and see if that can be a strategy for me. It's not working. Not working. He's jumping on them. Well, he's swinging at them.
But
he's jumping
you know
on
what?
Them.
I thought
he's
about
swinging at them and he's, yeah.
The pop-ups, Andy, because I saw a clip maybe a month ago. And it was Chipper, and Chipper was talking about struggles at the plate and everything, and talk about go back to the tee, go back to put the ball on the tee, and you're hitting the ball certain ways, a certain angle, it does this. And it's like the motion he was using, talking about Chipper to explain how you just pop the ball up. I mean, I'm looking at Ozzie, and it looks like it. It does. And I ain't no batting expert by no stretch of the imagination. But something's going on where it's just like you said, is it jumping on the first pitch? Is it like, you know, being in pain? I just don't know. But we need this guy. I mean.
Here's what I'm seeing. Again, I'm
go ahead.
With my dime store. He can't. He's not catching up with fastballs. Like, if they're throwing him a high fastball, he's behind it. Like, he got beat a couple times last night by, you know, I mean, these guys are all professional baseball players, so they can throw the ball hard. But it's not like the Rockies are bringing, Hall of Famers out of the bullpen or anything like that. And they're blowing it by him. Like, again, this is kind of what we talked about earlier in the year with Michael Harris. A lot of these bats at bats for him are just non-competitive.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're They're going to keep him in the lineup. Snit said he's not worried about it.
If Snit ain't worried, I ain't worried.
They've been winning in spite of it. But, yeah, I mean,
Snit ain't never worried.
At some point, it would be nice to see Ozzie Albies snap out of this a little bit. But, yeah, today's the day to do it. The Rockies are really bad. They got Germán Márquez on the mound tonight.
How's he?
Terrible.
Okay.
place for the Rockies. Their whole team ERA is like 6.5.
Okay. We got some martyr users.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Some martyr wooers.
My people. Well, these people that I would like to be my people.
Oh, Kendrick and SZA is here tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
And Pearl Jam.
Oh man, tonight
it's gonna be busy down there.
They're at Mercedes Benz.
Yeah. Pearl Jam's at State Farm.
That's tonight.
That's tonight.
Oh, I thought it was down the road. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was tonight either when we were talking about it in the last segment because I had asked about it a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, it's tonight and then Thursday.
Did you get a we'll see at least?
I got initially a very optimistic, oh, we should do that. That'd be really fun. And then when I circled back, it was, I don't think we're going to be able to.
Okay.
I also got the answer pretty much on your Beyonce request.
What happened?
It was the same as mine.
What happened?
It's not going to happen.
Oh, they text you?
Yeah.
I told you they like you more than me.
I don't know if they like me more than you.
You think they were scared because they got my number too.
Yeah, they got your number too. I think I'm easier to deliver news to.
We'll tell Andy. Could you tell Randy?
Dude, you know how often that happens.
All the time.
It's crazy. Like, I guess. Like, what do you think he's going to do? Like, you think he's gonna fight you? I'll tell him too. Like,
no. I'm the calmer of the two.
It's true.
Oh, yes, I don't think people understand that about Andy Randy. I'm the calmer one of us.
You're certainly calmer at reacting to bad news than me. That's for sure.
I'm
working on it.
Andy gets. I'll be sleeping. They be trying to sleep on my boy Bunk because I'm like Bunk. Bunk ain't no hothead, but Bunk get turnt now.
I turn red.
Yes, you do. I know. I've seen it a couple times.
I get. I do.
Yeah,
I
just be
mad.
Chilling. Like,
it's been a while. I haven't gotten mad like that in a while, which is good. I don't like it. You know. I like to avoid it if possible. Hold
on. Text message.
Oh.
Checking messages.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. That's fine. It's important to, you know, it's important to be reminded where you fall in the pecking order from time to time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You start getting too confident. Ratings get too good. You get all these endorsements. It's good to get brought down back to earth every once in a while. You know what I mean? Stay humble. A little dose of humble pie. That's good. I like it. I like humble pie. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.